Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We're going to talk about divine love. I believe it's an exercise I learned from Catherine Ponder. But essentially what you do is you make a list of all your goals, dreams, desires, aspects of your life, yourself, it can be included in this. And you infuse those goals, dreams, the truest desires, aspects of your life, parts of who you are, with divine love. And when you do that, you have the power to create a miraculous result. So here's the line. Let divine love be made alive in, and then you just make a list. Let divine love be made alive in. So my list, I don't have it out anymore. I had home, my business. And I got very specific about various aspects of home and business, my body, and I got very specific about various aspects. And so again, the line, let divine love be made alive in. Everything seems to respond positively to your thoughts of love, particularly divine love. Divine love clears the discord and disharmony in whatever you're calling it into. So say it's in your body. Any disharmony or discord in your body, divine love will get to work on it on your behalf. Divine love clears the pathway so that you can heal and transcend limitation. There is no difficulty that divine love cannot resolve. It clears all blocks and all barriers. So calling in divine love gets you in the flow of life where wonderful things happen, seemingly with little or no effort. So if you've gone through a period of time where you're just feeling weak as fuck, like it's been hard, it's been a struggle, and maybe you're not fired up just yet to take action, then I would encourage you to start praying divine love into that aspect of your life. Let divine love be made alive in, and list out all the areas of your life. It could be an area of your life that's going really well. You can still infuse it with divine love. So make a list of anything you want to transform in your life and infuse it with divine love. You might even want to visualize it and definitely try to feel it to the best of your ability. Maybe hear what divine love sounds like to you. But mainly, you can just sit with the power within the words that you write down. That divine love is being made manifest in those aspects of your life. And then allow spirit to get to work. And they will get to work. It'll be magical. And all you have to do, there is a small piece you have to do, is pay attention to signs from the universe. And it'll be, my spirit guides are saying, these types of intuitive messages as a result of divine love prayers, they'll be easy to recognize. It's not going to be some deep internal thing just yet. It's going to be, oh, do this thing this way. Or, hey, that's where you're being called. Or, oh, you'll just sense something. You'll be drawn to it. So pay attention to signs from the universe. They typically repeat. So even if you don't get it the first time, you'll get it again. And act as you are being guided. As you call in divine love, you will feel more alive and empowered. And life gets easier and less scheming and strategizing and I gotta make it work. You really start to live a life of faith. All right, that's my show. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for an intuitive coach to help you transcend and transform your life and to move away from limitations and lack, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.